Most women need the Pap test only every 3 years, not every year.
Yeah, this is a refinement of looking at all the evidence to date since Pap tests have been done for over 40, almost 50 years. And what they've decided, based on the evidence, is that most women under the age of 21 do not need to have a Pap test done because it doesn't lower cancer death rates at all. And for most women over 21, every 3 years saves the same number of lives as screening every year, with half the number of biopsies being done and fewer false positive results. And that's what screening tests are supposed to do, Steve, is not identify people who are healthy as being sick and then doing all kinds of tests on them and turning them into patients and causing harm. So that's essentially what they're doing, is they're refining the information and making it so that doing this doesn't change the outcome. In fact, it reduces harm to people and yet provides the same benefit. And there are some other tweaks that they've had in there too. Women who've had hysterectomies where the cervix has been removed do not need to have Pap tests. Women over 65 who've had normal Pap tests throughout their lives don't have to have Pap tests done after age 65. So there's a few other things that they've included, and it doesn't include, which we'll probably find out in 10 to 15 years, the long-term effects of the HPV vaccine, which will reduce the rates even further as it removes HPV out of the population.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Dworkin.
You're very welcome, Steve.